Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. President Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday directing a review of the Water of the United States rule. The order instructs the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to specifically look at a 2006 opinion that was written by the late Justice Anton Scalia on the jurisdictional scope of the Clean Water Act. This is good news for California growers, but there are still some involved in continuing litigation under the WOTUS rule. John Duarte is a fourth-generation California farmer and the president of the family-owned nursery in Houston. For years now, he's been battling federal regulators over the right to plow his own farmland that the Army Corps deemed a wetland under the WOTUS rule. The news from the Trump administration is a start to reasserting the rights of farmers to tend their own land.
Our case shows how far astray of the legislation and how far astray of our food security policy our regulatory agencies have gotten. I look at this as the Sheriff of Nottingham. This is the government coming onto your property, telling you what they think you owe them based on what they believe they can extract from you, and you having no recourse in the courts or through regulatory processes whatsoever to defend yourself.
More from John Duarte after this.
Attention almond growers and PCAs. Ultimate scab control starts with a dormant application of Psyllid 65 WG fungicide from Aceto. With more rain this winter, more protection is critical for your almond crop. In addition to powerful in-season scab control, you can now protect your orchard from overwintering scab inoculum. Contact your PCA on Psyllid 65 WG for ultimate scab control.
Duarte noted that this change of direction coming from the commander-in-chief couldn't have come soon enough.
The path America was going on in regulatory abuse, in regulatory control, would have reverted us to a feudal Europe. Pre-democracy, feudal Europe is where I believe we were heading.
And what's the current plan of action for the ongoing legal battle?
We're hoping the Ninth Circuit takes it and fixes it. If it goes to the Supreme Court, we believe there's probably three or four different issues that could be addressed in this lawsuit that would be of great benefit to the entire nation if we win them. The facts of this case are incredibly good for taking forward. It's unfortunate that we've got a federal judge who doesn't read the law very carefully, in my opinion, but that gives us the opportunity to take it through the appellate court channels and use this set of facts to create precedent that will protect American farm families for many generations in the future.
This is California Ag Today.